have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hey, we got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with David Foreman for a little bit on the second half of this hour. He is our natural pharmacist, now turned nutritionalist, naturalist guru, if you will. He's going to help us out on what do we do when we get those food cravings? How do we manage all those munchies? So he's going to be joining us shortly. And don't forget coming up, because it's going to be March before we even can blink the eyes, right? Yeah, March is going to be here. Wind will be blowing. And leaves will be scattered, and in comes the buds on the trees, right? Well, coming up in March, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carley on the 18th, and then John Monroe is going to grace us with his presence. He's the natural vision guy. He's going to be here on the 20th and the 25th, so our shortwave listeners can hear his interview that he's going to give with us on the 25th. So he agreed to do two shows, so that could happen. And so we thank John. So he's going to be with us next month, two nights. So if you have vision issues like, you know, cataracts, macular degeneration, whatever it is, you want to tune in and listen to John. He's very, very knowledgeable. Well, we do have a quack report, and for the first segment, we're going to be talking about some blood biomarkers, some new research that's cropped up, and what we can do about that. And but before we get to the quack report, a big salute and semper fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, God's hand of protection be on them. And while I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, I'm asking for righteous men and women to rise up all over America, right? I'm asking for God's help, because we can't do it alone. None of us can. So it's God's will if he wants to help, but guess what? It's our job to ask. So I hope you'll join me, seek the Lord's face, and mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Well, Fordham University, they had a mumps outbreak. 13 confirmed cases and counting, apparently. Two campuses emerged with some mump cases, M-U-M-P-S. I had the mumps when I was a kid. I was vaccinated, too, and I got the mumps. Anyway, according to officials at the school, they have banned all unvaccinated students from attending classes. And but from what the reports are saying, the kids that have the mumps have been vaccinated for mumps. It's interesting. Not a single unvaccinated student seems to be coming down with the mumps. Nevertheless, officials have decided you can't come to class, while everybody that has the mumps but is past the contagious stage, they can attend class. Does that make sense? Don't know. All right, moving along in the quack report, Texas. Oh, boy, Texas City, they have a water problem in one of these cities. They are so desperate for water, they're going to turn sewer water into tap water. Yes, North Texas cities, 3 years ago, 88% of Texas was under exceptional drought condition. Now there's only two small areas that still have that designation, and one of them is the city of Wichita Falls, which is just 2 hours outside of Dallas. So apparently their water supply from Lake Arrowhead, or Arrowhead, excuse me, Lake Arrowhead, that's their main source of water, only 27% capacity, right? Docks, 10, 15 feet above dry land, and the nearest water is, you got to walk hundreds of feet down into it. There's dead fish littered everywhere, and shells and so forth. So according to the mayor, Glenn Barham, he says this reuse of the system will put 5 million gallons of water back into distribution in a day. And so it saves them from taking 5 million gallons from the lake. So currently the city is in the process of completing 45 days of testing, and they're going to send those results to the state environmental department. And they have 30 days to decide whether the water is safe enough to be put back into the tap. So the program could be online as early as April. And residents say, well, potty water is better than no water, is what they're saying. Oh, boy. Last but not least in the quack report, we're going to talk about some spirulina. Apparently that's in the news. Jonathan Lanzum and Dr. Gerald Sawiski, they seem to be experts in microalgae production, and they say that spirulina is the most popular superfood on the planet. They say it's a lot of protein, and people that are getting protein from animal-based foods, they recommend, of course, to make sure that your red meat is 100% grass-fed, or non-GMO, because a lot of the animals are getting GMO in their feeds, along with a lot of antibiotics and so forth. So, but if you're looking for another source of protein, the spirulina may be it for you. Just 3 grams of spirulina will give you 60% protein with more vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients that makes everybody healthier. So spirulina can help you out. It enriches also the immune system, by the way, so you're less likely to get sick, especially during the cold and winter months. So if you're looking for spirulina, it is an ingredient in the Body Foundation food mix, which is powdered. You stir it into juice, put it in a smoothie, and you'll have protein and energy all day. You can find it at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about these biomarkers here. This is interesting. You know, let me ask this question. What is your level of frailty? What is it? Well, this is the question scientists are asking. What's your level of frailty? So what we are looking for in the human body is the weakest link, and see how that translates into affecting our longevity. So it looks like science wants to know when you will literally be checking out, you know, dying. So can you imagine if they proclaim that they can, well, they are proclaiming, they've discovered a way to determine how much time you have left to live, even if you are not ill. And, you know, what do you suppose that would do to society? Well, life insurance or health insurance may not even be obtainable if they were able to predict when you were going to die. And what is what if the science is inaccurate and people are told they have, like, no time left to live? So the checks and balances is something on something like this, you know, may have their own frailty. So let's look at this, because federal health regulators are possibly at this moment moving forward with the baby engineering, proving that, you know, removing defective DNA cells from mothers and replacing it with someone else's DNA to supposedly prevent birth defects. So we have to ask, where does the modification of creation end? And if there is no line in the sand that, you know, the line that can't be crossed, well, can we expect devastating fallout from human experiments? I would think so. But let's see what science is up to and what power we can find to combat it. Let's talk about these biomarkers, because scientists claimed that within a 5-year window, they will be able to tell a healthy person when they can expect to die. So the person doesn't even have to be sick. And they can predict within 5 years when they're going to die. So can you imagine the psychological impact that would have? You know, now, is it scientific knowledge? It is scientific knowledge that your emotions can affect. It can either elevate or suppress your immune system, and your immune system is pretty important. It helps protect the body from diseases like cancer. So the experts are saying that our longevity can be predicted by 4 blood biomarkers. And what the heck are biomarkers? Well, they are biological molecules that are in your blood, sometimes in your body fluids and other tissues. And science says that they can signal if there's disease. They can let us know if there's disease. So according to this new research from Finland, a blood test can indicate when someone would die from an illness in the future. So these 4 biomarkers seem to score the body's level of frailty. And scientists have called this test the death test. Isn't that cute? So apparently they look at the biomarkers to see if they are, you know, out of sync or off kilter. And if they are, they're saying that our level of demise is magnified 5 times. So scientists report that these biomarkers can indicate the way in which a person will die in the future, like they may have heart disease or cancer. So according to Dr. Joannes Kettunen of the Institute of Molecular Medicine in Finland, your biomarkers are now medical science's crystal ball. He says this, quote, "We believe that in the future these measures can be used to identify people who appear healthy, but in fact have serious underlying illnesses and guide them to proper treatment," end of quote. Well, let's just check out the flip side of that for a minute. Okay, so let's say science thinks they can tell healthy people, they can say something like, okay, hey, look, your blood work says that you are a prime candidate for bypass surgery somewhere in the future. So why not just take these heart drugs now so you can avoid that? So the people who don't do their homework may go ahead and take the heart medicines, which tend to weaken the heart and cardiovascular system, promoting heart disease. So when they eventually do have heart failure, doctors can say that their prediction was right. Now, the same thing could be said for cholesterol medicines and other drugs. Or what if the doctors tell young women that they will have breast cancer in the future, so why not just get a mastectomy now and avoid that? Has anyone considered the cost of treatments when there is no symptoms of official illness? You know, insurance companies aren't going to approve that treatment, right? Well, just asking. So what science can do about this? Well, up until now, we're told there have been no tests to indicate when a person may become ill with a disease. The biomarkers science was using did not really indicate a level of frailty. However, now researchers in Finland are stating that they have found the four important biomarkers to reveal a person's future health risk. And most folks would agree that our diet dictates a lot when it comes to our health. So let's say a person is marked by medicine, you know, they're going to die from a specific disease. And, you know, let's say hypothetically that the person does not know about this and the person changes their lifestyle to a healthier one and the biomarkers are rebalanced. So will that person's medical record be corrected so that he can get insurance? Or will the future death sentence of old biomarkers shadow him indefinitely? You know, these are and other ethical questions need to be addressed. Well, let's look at these four biomarkers. I call them the Mighty Four. So what are the four biomarkers? Out of hundreds of biomarkers, I may add, that scientists now have plucked out and say they assess your frailty. According to the Finland research, they are albumin, alpha-1 acid glycoprotein, citrate, and low-density lipoprotein particles. So we're also told that these are linked to liver and kidney functions, inflammation, immune system, such as infections, metabolism for energy, and the vascular system. So we should point out that researchers in Estonia were skeptical on this research, and so new studies were done supposedly giving them the same findings. So how now science and this Dr. Marcus Perola of the Institute of Health and Welfare, well, they're claiming that they can, quote, predict mortality independent of disease, end of quote. So do you suppose that science will soon, you know, medical doctors will be saying that nearly everyone is sick with some underdeveloped disease that needs treating? Well, let's say that you're a high school or a college student, you're trying out for the football team, the track, or some other sport, and your biomarkers indicate that at some time in the future you might have a heart attack. Oh boy, do you think government-run schools or college institutions will take that liability and allow you to play? I highly doubt it. So if there is any good news in this, it's that folks who are given the death test can, instead of taking toxic drugs or invasive surgery, can change the course of their frailty with changing their lifestyle and using powerful organic medicinal sources to defeat, just blow this stuff out of the water, defeat future disease. Well, let me read you a quote by Dr. Marcus Perola of the Institute of Health and Welfare. He says this, This death test is surely something we will see becoming widespread, end of quote. So what's next? Well, according to Dr. Johannes Ketterman, their next step is to quiet the ethical concerns with more of their research by finding and identifying links between these biomarkers to see if people could influence them and avoid the future health risk. So this could be interpreted several ways, folks. Now, I tend to think that science may use this future research to convince patients that their health risk cannot be addressed by natural means, and their only hope is to use drugs and surgery. So the Finland research, if you want to check it out, was published in the PLOS Medicine Online, and you can look that up. Well, what about it? Can we get some biomarker security? Well, is there a way for you to defend your biomarkers from being off-kilter? Since biomarkers are not supposed to be off-kilter to begin with, what could be messing them up? Well, according to one study in 2007 that was posted on PubMed.gov, biomarkers which are off-balance are really oxidative stress, which can produce inflammation. So it was recommended by the researchers that vitamin C-rich foods and foods with lycopene, like tomatoes, be used to reduce biomarker stress. The researchers found that this healthy nutrition can make dramatic changes in the biomarkers within just 2 weeks. Another study on PubMed.gov showed research from 2008 in which the oxidative stress was involved in some of your major disease epidemics like heart disease, diabetes, neurological diseases, and cancer. So the answer was to beef up on your foods with antioxidants, and this would also encourage healthy enzymes. So you're going to get that in your whole foods that contain minerals and vitamins